Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Second hour of the program. We do have phone lines for you if you want to join us. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And joining you here in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Nobody.
And Bonnie.
We've been talking about Dr. Seuss. Surprisingly, the author who is now 30 years gone to the world, he died in 1991, is now on the front page and in the headlines big time as he's being canceled, or at least six of his books are being canceled by his own publishing group, Dr. Seuss Enterprises, that his wife set up after he died to supposedly keep his mission alive. Well, now that his wife has died, they apparently are feeling safe to go ahead and stop publishing several of his books. And we've been, you know, you can't just take the media at face value and believe what they're saying about these books. I want to see for myself, what are these supposedly offensive images that are contained within these books that are ostensibly being called racist out there, and we've been taking a look at it thanks to thequint.com for actually bothering to include some of the allegedly offensive images. And so far, you know, I can't speak for both of you guys, but I am not impressed with what these people are saying about these images so far.
I remain unoffended.
Yeah, I'm not offended. Now, I'm not black. I'm not, you know, Asian. And supposedly those are two groups that were so, or, you know, should be so offended, at least according to the National Education Association, the teachers union, who decided they were going to break up with Dr. Seuss Enterprises back in 2018. And so we were speculating that maybe Dr. Seuss Enterprises is trying to curry favor with the National Education Association to try to rekindle their relationship, which of course resulted in a lot of business for Dr. Seuss Enterprises.
Although it seems like they just didn't want to continue using his work because he's white.
That could be.
I mean, they said they were going to go with only authors of color, is what I recall their quote being.
That is what the story here says at Vox.com.
He obviously was an author of colorlessness. So.
Though he was Jewish.
Apparently. Oh, they're anti-Semites. The NEA is a bunch of anti-Semites.
So we're going to continue here. Let's go to Clamoring. She's calling in. And I've got another image or two for us to take a look at here as well and talk about on the air with you. But Clamoring, you're on Free Talk Live, calling from New Hampshire.
Hey there. So, you know, just I've only just picked up on this story in the last day or two, like everybody else.
Yeah.
But I think that there's probably some racist stuff going on, but I think that it's important to consider what is historically appropriate. What was appropriate when those books were written isn't necessarily appropriate today, or maybe not appropriate, but certainly seen in a different light. So, you know, you can say the same thing about Disney. Like, where's the outrage about Disney and, like, what Disney was doing?
There have been some.
40 years ago.
There has been some outrage about certain Disney cartoons. I don't remember offhand what they were, but that were made, like, around World War II times. I wish I could give you examples. I'm not a huge fan.
The Peter Pan Native Americans, I think that was a thing.
I don't recall. What were
but
they?
But nobody's boycotting Disney.
No, that's true. And I don't know if anyone's boycotting Seuss, per se. I mean, he's not been banned completely, but eBay is going to remove these books, the non-published books now from their category or from their site.
You know, and as a private company, please correct me if I'm wrong, that's kind of within their rights to do that.
Sure, and it's within my rights to say it's stupid. and that
I'm in agreement with you.
Yeah. And to say it's a shame that they won't allow. I mean, this is not the same thing as selling Nazi, you know, propaganda, right? Like, I can understand that line, right? If eBay was like, okay, you know, you can't sell your Hitler whatever little tchotchkes or whatever on eBay. I can understand them banning that or banning Nazi flags or whatever. But to ban a book, a children's book by a beloved children's author for, honestly, designs, artistic design choices that don't really seem racist to me at all. I mean, it's not even clear that these monkey characters are supposed to be humans.
I don't think that they were racist at the time, is what I'm saying. Yeah. And they might be considered so today.
I think it depends who you ask. That's why I'd like, you know, it would be interesting to actually get the opinion of, you know, a bunch of different black people about this image. Or a bunch of different Asian people about the other image, these two that are supposedly so offensive.
I don't even think you can really call them monkeys, because they have, like, the only feature of them that's monkey-like is, like, their mouths. But that's what all Dr. Seuss non-human things have. They have this little, like, puffy mouth that kind of looks like a monkey. But, like, all Whos have that mouth. Cindy Lou Who has that mouth.
Good point. So he's using a standard Doctor Who's design to represent creatures that he believes would appear on a fictional African island called Yurka. I mean, it's to get all upset about this is just ridiculous.
Well, I'm not in disagreement with you there. But I think that the issue might be a little more complicated, than just, like, is it racist or not? Like, is it hot or not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of tangentially, one of my cousins posted a meme today saying basically, quote, we should deal with rap lyrics before we attack Dr. Seuss. And I was kind of like, wait. Like, are you trying to say that more restrictions would be a better idea? And they didn't really reply to me, but these are the same family members who, and I agree with them on this point, only the same family members who believe that cake shops shouldn't be compelled to sell cakes to gay couples.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be compelled to sell anything to anybody.
So the same people that don't want to compel people to sell a cake also want to ban rap lyrics?
Censor them?
Yeah.
So they're right wingers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So obviously my beef is with the restrictions, about, you know, and having the freedom to do business as an individual pleases, not about gay people, but, you know, just so I'm explicit about that.
I feel the same way. I think that if a bunch of kids are like, we don't like this and we don't want to read this, then I don't care about that at all. In fact, I don't care if nobody ever wants to read Dr. Seuss again.
But this isn't kids making this choice.
That's what I'm saying, but it's not the kids making this choice. It's the government deciding what they read, which is weird.
When a kid reads this book, they're going to look at the page and they're going to page to the next page. They're not going to think about, oh my God, those look like monkeys. Oh, my God, it says this is Africa. Oh, my God, Dr. Seuss is a racist. I mean, that doesn't happen, right?
No.
Unless they've completely been brainwashed by their parents. I mean, these books are for children. I don't know.
I mean, I get your point, and I agree with you, but on some level, like, systemic racism is actually a thing. Like, in our images, it's the same thing about sexism or homophobia. Like, it's very nuanced and ingrained in our culture. And I'm not saying that this was the right decision. I'm saying it was the wrong decision, but they still have the right as the,
no doubt.
Talk about rights of the publishing company, which I don't think they should have the right to solely own those books. They should be public domain, but
yeah, that's another question about intellectual property, and these things obviously should be available to anybody that wants to publish them, and the government's going to prohibit that from happening.
Yeah, I mean, the quid pro quo for copyright was supposed to be that eventually works go into the public domain. But thanks to the work of Walt Disney and the Disney Company, the terms of copyrights have been extended ad nauseum. They now last 75 years past the death of the author, and as long as something is under copyright, the owner of that copyright can prevent it from being published at all.
Thank you, Clamoring, for your call tonight. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
So you've heard all 3 hours of the latest episode of Free Talk Live, and you're still hungry for liberty-oriented audio content? Did you know that we have another 24/7 audio stream at LRN.fm? The Liberty Radio Network airs the latest episodes of some of the best liberty-oriented podcasts on the internet, around the clock. In addition to recorded content, you'll also hear live shows like Free Talk Live, originating from our Keene, New Hampshire studio. So listen anytime at LRN.fm. That's LRN.fm.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
603-283-6160. Dr. Seuss books are going to stop being published. Six of them, not the whole library, but six of them, including If I Ran the Zoo, and we were looking at some of the frames that are ostensibly so offensive, and I gotta say, no, they're not. They're not offensive. I can understand why some people who are constantly looking for reasons to be offended could grasp and reach and stretch and say that these are offensive, but we'll talk more about it. The number here is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Bonnie.
We're going to go back to your calls and your thoughts here. We go first to Nikki calling us from Arizona. He's listening to K-Talks. Go ahead, Nikki.
Well, I just was listening to this Dan Dr. Seuss. I was reading up on that the other day, and this started a few years ago. You know, if you remember, the president's wife, you know, our first lady, was reading Dr. Seuss and sent it out to the schools, and they, you know, said that the one teacher said it was racist, if you remember, and sent the book back to the White House.
I don't remember, no. I don't pay much attention to what these presidents do.
Yeah, so that's, you know, that's...
Which president's wife was it?
Well, that was Melania Trump.
Okay.
She mailed them out to the school, and the school librarian ended up mailing them back to the White House saying that the books Dr. Seuss was racist. And then they put up pictures of her, of course, the librarian, in a Dr. Seuss outfit reading to the kids that she had done the year before. So, of course, you know, hypocrites.
Mm-hmm.
But someone mentioned systemic racism, and I think that term's thrown around a lot. But, you know, systemic racism refers to the law. You know, I mean, it refers to, like, you know, Jim Crow laws and things like that.
Right.
We don't have a lot of laws that are systemic racist left in the United States, if we have any.
Yeah, the only ones I can think of are the extraordinary penalties for crack cocaine that Joe Biden pushed through.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and those, you know, and there again, it wasn't about race, of course, even though that might have been the motivation. The law itself was about drugs. It targeted them, for sure. And Kamala Harris helped put them in jail, of course, you know, so proud of herself for that.
Well, but, and there may be a lot of racist cops out there, and that might qualify as systemic racism, but certainly some images in a Dr. Seuss book I don't think do.
Well, I think that the systemic racism goes on, even though there was Jim Crow laws and they don't, like, exist anymore, they still did affect the fact that there's now people who would have had money for generations that don't have money because of Jim Crow laws.
Well, and there are definitely racists who are in the system, and they may not be public about their racism and are using the violence of government to do things to certain groups of people. I mean, there's no doubt that that stuff goes on.
Well, of course. But, you know, the term systemic racism is there's racism, there's prejudice, there's bias, there's all these things, but that's not the same as targeting someone because of skin color through the law, except for affirmative action, of course, and denying Asian people admission to college because they're Asian. They have to score higher on the test, which is, you know, discrimination at the highest order. Those are systemically racist, but, you know, those are on the left, so they don't count, apparently. We can just do that all we want. But
actually, another example is actually Tennessee wanted to change their, like, zoning. Well, who was telling us this the other day, Ian? This is actually, like, a systemic racist type of thing. Somebody was telling us that Tennessee wanted to change their zoning, but the government, like, the federal government wouldn't let them because it didn't reflect the racial, like, enclaves of the state. Somebody was just telling us
remember.
This. I wish I knew the exact...
I've never heard of the federal government disallowing zoning changes locally. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, they stepped in California, too, also for the same reason. It's nonsense, I mean, for them to do that. It's the federal government's supposed to provide from the defense of the country, coin money, and do international, you know, trade and things like that. How we've enabled them to do all these things at all these levels is on us.
Yeah,
really.
Well, I don't think they should do anything. They should just disappear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make America states again.
Well, the other thing I wanted to mention was, you know, you said, you know, it's okay to ban Hitler stuff from being sold. And of course, everyone hates Hitler, and they should, you know, him and all the other monsters.
That's not what I said. I said I could understand eBay decided they wanted to do as their own policy on their own website. I could see drawing that line as a private company, but no, I would not advocate for anything being banned.
Oh, yeah. Well, then that's good then.
Yeah.
I misunderstood that.
Hey, thanks, Nikki. Go ahead. Anything else?
Yeah, you got it. Well, it's just only that, you know, we can find racism anywhere by drawing a bullseye, you know, around our dart. We throw the dart against the wall and draw a bullseye. And we can do that with anything. If you look for it and you want to believe something's racist, you can just believe it's racist, and then you just fill in the gaps with what you see. That doesn't prove anything Dr. Seuss did is racist.
Thank you, Nikki, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. So just looking at some more of these frames, these allegedly racist, offensive frames. Here's the next one. This one is from a different book. So we were talking about If I Ran the Zoo. This one is from McGilligot's Pool. And looking at this frame, it looks familiar to me. When I heard the name, it didn't really like ring a bell. But the frame looks familiar. It's an icy sort of northern place where there's, you know, icebergs around, and there's an igloo, and there's a man in like a fur suit to keep him warm. He's got a spear. And then there's these little fish that are also in wearing similar fur suits with the sort of the fuzzy fur coming off from their head, the head area to keep them warm. It says here, some Eskimo fish from beyond Hudson Bay might decide to swim down, might be headed this way. It's a pretty long trip, but they might, and they may. And you can see that they're heading toward McGilligot's Pool. There's one of those, you know, side of the road signs that shows you which direction McGilligot's Pool is, and there's, you know, six fish that are all going in that direction. This is supposedly offensive. Now, I know why.
To fish?
Right. I know why, because the word Eskimo is apparently offensive. And you didn't know this when we were talking about it during the break, nobody. You had no idea. And neither did I until, like, I just heard this for the first time last year, that apparently Eskimo is an offensive term. And we grew up with this term just being used as a normal term to describe a native person from a northern climate, an icy northern climate. It was never used in any negative connotation towards those people. Never. In the history of my lifetime, I've never heard somebody say, you dirty Eskimo, or, you know, something like that. It's just,
yeah, it does not strike me as a slur.
Right. I mean, usually, it was used in the context of kissing. Remember Eskimo kisses where, you know, you just rub noses with another person? That's not a very offensive thing. That's a loving thing. But yet the term apparently was originally, as I understand it, had to do with, I think it was meat eater. I'll get to the definition of what Eskimo meant, and it was supposedly offensive. That may not be the exact definition, but we'll pull it up here in a moment. But again, I don't think Dr. Seuss was using it to offend. He was using it because it was commonly used to describe a certain people. There's more coming.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Senate is formally moving ahead with debate on a sweeping stimulus package. Democrats having to clear a procedural hurdle to get it there, and it passed 51-50 with Vice President Kamala Harris breaking the tie between Democrats and Republicans. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson requesting the entire bill be read out loud.
Rural health care, Section 1003, Pandemic Program Administration Funds, Section 1004, funding for the USDA, Office of Inspector General.
After the bill is read in its entirety, there will then be 20 straight hours of debate. The Pacific Tsunami Center is issuing a tsunami watch for Hawaii. Hawaiians being urged to be ready to evacuate as waves could begin roaring onto the islands this afternoon. This comes as an 8.1 earthquake shook near New Zealand this morning. This is USA Radio News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is hitting back at President Biden for saying it was Neanderthal thinking for him to lift the mask requirement in his state. Governors in Mississippi, Montana, and Iowa have also recently lifted mandates requiring masks in their state. Pushing back on all those governors, Dr. Anthony Fauci believes this is not the right time to be lifting restrictions.
I don't know why they're doing it, but it certainly, from a public health standpoint, is ill-advised. It just is inexplicable why you would want to pull back now. I understand the need to want to get back to normality, but you're only going to set yourself back if you just completely push aside the public health guidelines.
That audio courtesy of CNN. President Biden is approving a disaster declaration for North Carolina. The order sets the stage for federal assistance. The Tar Heel State was hit hard by Tropical Storm Etta in November. Nearly 20 counties were affected. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the number for you, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here, talk about these ostensibly offensive images, but so far I am unconvinced that Dr. Seuss was somehow putting racist imagery into his books. I don't buy it. Now, that doesn't mean that he wasn't maybe racist or in some way bigoted in his life. I don't know. According to Reason.com's story about this, they say that Dr. Seuss is a more complicated figure than he first appears. Some of his oldest books do contain problematic illustrations of black and Asian characters. He harbored anti-Japanese sentiments during World War II and produced several cartoons.
Well, I'm pretty sure so did the people who bombed them.
Yeah. produced several cartoons that could be seen as defending U.S. internment camps. But like many people, Dr. Seuss changed his views over time, and he also published cartoons that were clearly anti-racist. So, again, just looking at these books that have been, according to the Seuss Enterprises L Limited, or whatever their name is, the company founded by Dr. Seuss's wife, his widow, who she has since passed away as well, now pulling six of his books, no longer publishing McGilligan's Pool, If I Ran the Zoo, and others. And we're looking at some of these images, and I got to say that, you know, there's some stereotyping here. like with the Asian men that are in the frame from If I Ran the Zoo. There's the page about the Zambamatant Mountains, where with helpers who all wear their eyes at a slant and capture a fine fluffy bird called the Bustard. So this is a pretty big bird here that they've got in this cage, and the Asian men are walking with the cage on their head. They're helping carry this animal from capture to wherever it's being carried, I presume, to the zoo. But how are you supposed to draw Asians if not with slanted eyes?
I think the issue there is more of the text.
The text?
Because if they just had slanted eyes, that would not be, like, an issue to anybody.
To simply point out that Asians have slanted eyes?
I'm not saying it's racist. I can see it being, like, something if I was Asian, I wouldn't really want, like, I would feel weird if I had to be in a class and I had to read this stupid book.
Would you, though?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean,
and I know an Asian person that would.
Well, the question is, are there Asian people who don't give a damn about, you know, people talking about how they have slanted eyes? It's not talking down about somebody to describe what they look like. I mean,
yeah, I mean, if you say that a black person has darker skin than a white person, well, yeah,
well,
I mean, that's kind of the point.
That's only, like, every single one, not every single, I mean, like, not every single Asian person has slanted eyes. There's not really a way to describe it.
Yeah, they kind of do.
Not every single one.
If they don't, then they've been mixing with other, you know, races of people or whatever. And again, I like human race. I don't like the whole idea of racism or whatever. But generally, that's one of the ways you can determine an Asian from somebody else in the rest of the world is what their eyes look like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are different genotypes in Asia.
Sure, definitely.
You know, I would say,
oh yeah,
certainly Far Eastern, it's very common to have eyes that are slanted, I guess. But, you know, Near Eastern, you'll find, or near Asian, you'll find Arabs.
Oh yeah, Koreans look different from Chinese, no doubt about it.
But that's not even really what I'm actually trying to say. It's more like why point it out? Like every time a white person appears in a cartoon, do they say, "And they're pink people that look pink"?
I don't know. I guess it would depend on who the author was. I mean, I see what you're saying there, but, you know, in this case, it was a rhyme. So, Zambamatant, eyes at a slant. I mean, it's just a children's rhyme. It's not like
Zambamatant's not a word.
No, it's not. It's, and most of these aren't real characters, and these aren't real animals or real places. The mountains of Zambamatant, I'm certain that is not a real place. Okay, in the same way that the African island was also not a real place either. If they were saying that Asians were inferior because their eyes were slanted, that would be a racist statement. However, to simply observe that their eyes look different is not racism.
Let me give you an example. Like, my friend that I'm not friends with anymore, everywhere we went all the time, he was 1/4 Thai. Every single person that met him was like, "Are you Asian? Oh yeah, I could tell you're Asian." And it just was really irritating to him. And I used to be like, why is this so irritating to him? Like, it's cool. Like, he's really interesting looking. He just, like, explained it to me one day that he's tired of feeling like a exhibit, like every single person deciding that it's fine to just point out, like,
I could understand that for somebody, you know, to have people constantly bringing up, "Oh, where are you from?" You know, as though you're not from around there.
Yeah, he's American.
You have to explain yourself or whatever. But on the other hand, it is something that people can talk about, right? Because when you're at a coffee shop or you're in some sort of public place and someone wants to have a conversation with you, they can either talk about sports, they can talk about television, or they can talk about where are you from and what do you do. So, I mean, there's only so many, or like the weather, right? There's so many topics that are generally unoffensive. They're generally people, you know, they feel comfortable with asking them about these things. And when you see somebody who looks different from where most people look, then it's going to engender those questions. And I can understand, though, why he was frustrated with that. It wasn't coming from a place of racism.
And I was going to say, I don't think that he even would have said that it was coming from a place of racism.
He was just frustrated.
Like, it's something that should be phased out of, like, our vocabulary. Like, I don't go up to people and just, like, comment on if they're bald.
Sure. Yeah, I get where you're coming from on that, and I can see why somebody would be tired of receiving the same inquiries over and over again. I get that. Let's continue here. Mark is on the line in Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Go ahead, Mark.
Mark? Yeah.
You're on the air.
Hello. Yeah, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I was trying to find the name of someone in history who was tried and found guilty of not maintaining their oath to the Constitution.
Hmm.
And they took office. They took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States. Against enemies, foreign and domestic. And I can't find anyone. I tried to find it, but maybe you guys could help me out.
It probably hasn't happened often. I mean, the government gang almost never goes after their own guys. And when they do go after their own guys, it's usually not for a violation of their oath. It's usually for, like, you know,
keeping their oath.
Well,
like Snowden.
Well, there's that. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, but as far as like people actually being criminally prosecuted for, you know, like cops or whatever, sometimes they go after their own for, you know, raping children, but only in the most egregious of cases where they actually get caught. But in those cases, they're not violating their oath per se. Although I guess maybe they are. They're committing crimes. But
are you talking about a specific person you know of and you want to remember their name, or are you
just... No, he's asking for anything. He wants us to help him come up with any example of a government agent prosecuted for violating their oath in some way. Is that right, Mark?
Yes, somebody, legislator or city council, whoever took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States against enemies, foreign and domestic. Mm-hmm. And I can't find anybody who was prosecuted and held guilty or whatever.
What would such a person be charged with?
Violation of the oath?
Somebody.
Or removed from office? Yeah, maybe they wouldn't be charged with anything. And Mark, thanks for the call tonight. I think you're going to come up with nothing. I mean, it's very hard to find examples of what you're talking about. I've never heard of it. Mm. And I don't think there would be a criminal charge, nobody. I think it would just simply be you violated your oath. I don't think there is a charge associated with violation of an oath.
Impeachment, maybe.
Okay. Well, that's not why they impeached Trump. No. More coming up. Free talk.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Studio on what is a Thursday night, even though you're hearing this on Friday. We're recording the show, which is unusual. If you just tuned in, we explained it for the first hour, what's going on. We actually had a comedy show tonight that we didn't want to miss because, well, we're expecting it to be pretty epic. And so if you missed that segment of the show, you'll be able to grab this show's archives later tonight over at freetalklive.com. You can, of course, subscribe to our podcast as well, and then you'll get deliveries every single day. Whenever there's a new show available, you'll get it right in your podcast client. You can sign up for our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. And there are a few different podcast feeds there that you can subscribe to. There's the full one that's got all the content that we put out. There's the Daily Digest only, which only has the 20 or 30-minute Daily Digest that Riley Blake puts together on a daily basis. Thank you, Riley, for that. And there's also one with their episodes only. So there's a few different configurations that you can sign up for, and it's all free over at feeds.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
and nobody.
You want to recap?
Known as other.
You want to recap this story that you've been telling us about?
Yeah, I've been talking about a certain dirtbag politician.
Mm-hmm.
In, can you remember the state? Was it Louisiana?
Louisiana.
Okay, which, you know, home to a lot of dirtbag politicians.
There's a lot of dirtbags. Yeah.
But this particular dirtbag,
especially
happens,
the cops, they're super corrupt down there.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. We've got a mutual friend who used to work at the at the public defender's office in Louisiana, and she has told us of eye-watering corruption down there, just things that boggle the mind. But so he's talking about there's about to be a protest apparently against police violence, and he mm-hmm. believes that there is a black militia headed there, armed to demonstrate, as is their right under the First and Second Amendments at this protest. And he has literally said that that he will pretty much kill them if they
show up.
If they show up. And just to recap a brief bit of that to give you the gist of it, if this shows up, we'll consider the armed presence a real threat. We, the people of Louisiana, one-way ticket guys, have your affairs in order. Me, I wouldn't spill my beer. I'd drop any 10 of you where you stand. So this is very clearly a threat,
mm-hmm.
and I believe it is an attempt to deprive them of their civil rights.
It's a crime.
I believe it's a crime, yes. And so just to finish up the article, Higgins posted featured a picture.
Before you go on, if I tell somebody, if you show up at this place and I don't like you and I shoot you, or that I'm going to shoot mm-hmm. you if you show up at a certain place, the idea is to dissuade you from showing up at that place through the threat of potential violence against you. That's straight up a threat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's a threat that violates your constitutional
yes.
rights.
Especially if it comes from an elected official.
Yes. Yes. This is absolutely unconscionable. And from a militia guy. And this angers me
mm-hmm.
because I have dealt for years with people saying, oh, well, gun rights are just white rights. And I say, no, the Second Amendment is for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because having a gun, arming yourself under the Second Amendment, that means that you don't have to ask the other guy if you've got civil rights. Because if you're armed, you know you've got them. And as Malcolm X said, if you're a man, you take them.
Yeah, you exercise. You have to exercise yeah. your rights. And that goes back to what we were talking about before mm-hmm. with Jim Brewer's comments about how if you're not speaking out now, you better mm-hmm. soon, because you've
yeah.
got to.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be pushback on this. Mm-hmm. This is an absurdity. This man needs prosecuted.
He didn't get arrested, right?
He's not shot. No. He got his Facebook
yeah.
post taken down.
Right.
So he may have cried, but not for long. Not long enough, nearly. Higgins posted featured a picture of masked protesters raising a fist in the air and who did not appear to be visibly armed, as well as a second picture of a black militia group called the Not, and I can't say this on the radio, so I'm going to say Not Fooling Around Coalition.
Okay.
But if you Google it under that name, you won't find it. If you don't know what name to Google it under, you're too young. A militia group called the Not Fooling Around Coalition, or NFAC. Its members have appeared heavily armed in bulletproof vests at protests against police brutality, including the killing of Taylor in Louisville. This group has challenged white supremacist groups, including the KKK, to confrontations and has called for the removal of Confederate monuments. The lawmaker's post was made after a rumor began circling on social media that members of the NFAC would be appearing in Lafayette, Louisiana. Mm. The group did not ultimately appear. However, both KATC and The Advocate reported that at Tuesday night's Black Lives Matter protest in Lafayette City Hall, it was actually a right-wing militia who showed up heavily armed. Now, this man has just said that if a black militia, a left-wing militia, shows up armed, he's going to regard that as a threat and shoot them on sight. But both KATC and The Advocate reported that at Tuesday night's Black Lives Matter protest at Lafayette City Hall, it was actually a right-wing militia who showed up heavily armed. The Advocate reported that 40 to 50 members of the Louisiana Cajun Militia attended the demonstration. This group posted pictures of its members in bulletproof vests and camouflage gear and armed with long guns outside the government building. Higgins has made no mention of the fact of that armed group in his social media account, and his office did not respond to multiple requests for comment about his posts or the militia's presence at Tuesday's protest.
He's probably hoping this goes away.
Yeah. But the lawmakers show no qualms in the past about peering alongside and speaking at events organized by other mostly white militia groups, and clearly, or at least I suspect, that he did not see that they were armed and immediately shoot them. Because, you know, he wouldn't be welcome at the next gathering if he did that.
The NFAC is an interesting group here. I wasn't able to find a website in a brief search, but I did find a Newsweek article about them. They apparently were able to muster 1,000.
Oh, yeah, I saw that article. It's down at the mountain.
It's Georgia's Stone Mountain Park, like a month ago, I guess.
And that park, as I understand it, is like the founding place of the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, really?
So, and they were calling out the racist militias. I don't want to say the white militias.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me say the racist militias. And the thing is, for those who don't know, the militia is defined as every able-bodied man from 17 to 70.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so everybody's part of the militia. But you choose your unit, who you muster with, and different units have different philosophies. There are racist militia units, and the mainstream media wants you to believe that that's all there are, but I personally believe that the majority of militia units are not racist. Or racially based. They're not scared of people of other colors. They're scared of the federal government, and it's always a good thing to be scared to. So on July 29th, 2017, Higgins appeared at a D.C. event organized by Oath Keepers, a group that claims to have tens of thousands of members and has been described by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a radical anti-government group. Now, I know a
lot... Oath Keepers?
I know a lot of Oath Keepers. I believe that the Southern Poverty Law Center is not being fair to them
here. Oh,
they're
full of it.
They're frequently full of it. But they're also frequently right.
Sometimes,
so that's the thing, is you have to know the group they're talking about and be like, okay, is this really the truth? Because if it's the truth, they've probably got the details right. Or are they just, bloviating because this is a right-wing group? But, although leaders of the group contend it is not a militia, the group has acted and launched operations similar to a paramilitary force. Members of other militia groups were invited and attended the event. The Advocate also reported that the Louisiana Republican has sold shirts at his political events with logos identical to that of the Three Percenters, another set of anti-government militia groups scattered across the country. And these Three Percenters...
I've heard of these guys.
Basically what they're referring to is it is said that during the American Revolution, 3% of the population wanted to secede. 3% of the population wanted to...
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.